Good morning. Welcome to our Tuesday devotion and prayer time. My name is Tom Lemler. I'm a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. We're talking and praying this week about Jesus being Lord of all and different aspects that he is Lord over as part of that all. And so obviously not covering everything because, well, everything's a big thing. But just different things that the Bible talks about God being in charge of and in relationship with us and how it ought to apply to our life as well. And so today I want to spend a little time talking and praying about Jesus as Lord of all comfort. 2 Corinthians 1 verse 3 says, "Praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of compassion and the God of all comfort." He goes on and talks about one of the reasons that we praise God for being the Father of comfort, for Jesus being Lord of comfort, is because he comforts us in a way that equips us to comfort others. And so we can draw near to God in the times of our discouragement, in the times of our pain, in the times of our loss. And whatever the time is that's bringing about a need for comfort, we can draw near to God and find Jesus to be enough. To hold us in a way that assures us that we're not alone. That he indeed never will leave us nor forsake us. You see, the thing with comfort is that it's rarely, from a human perspective, able to make everything better all at once. But comfort is about providing hope that there will be a time that things are better. Comfort, and he combines the practices here in this verse out of Corinthians, is closely related to this idea of compassion, where we suffer with someone in order to gain understanding, in order to be helpful. And with Jesus as Lord of all comfort, he represents his Father in a way that joined with us in our suffering so that he can be the help. When the Bible talks about Jesus being tempted in all ways, just as we are, but without sin, it opens up to us the awareness that Jesus has an understanding of the things that we seek comfort in. A man acquainted with sorrow who knew grief as a child going to Sunday school, it became quickly known in early grades of Sunday school that the shortest verse in the Bible was simply says, "Jesus wept." And all of those memorization contests way back then, that was passed from child to child. If you want easy points for a verse, look this one up. But I wonder if, and I actually trust and believe that God was very much aware of our need. When Jesus not only wept, but when the Spirit moved Luke to write that down so that we would know. the surrounding text is that the crowds, the people that were observing, remarked about noticing how much Jesus had loved Lazarus. But to be filled with that reminder. Now, obviously, the chapters and verses were added much later. But for someone to come along and decide that that was a verse all by itself, I wonder if they were touched, if they were specifically moved with the thought of Jesus identifying with their grief. You know, when somebody comes along and tries to comfort us, and it has no appearance that they understand at all what we're going through, it's pretty easy to dismiss that comfort and to not really be helped. I've heard stories of individuals that have tried to console parents who have lost a child by simply telling, well, you can have another one. Doesn't sound very comforting to me. And I suspect if we would gather a group of people, that every person would have a story of something that was offered as means of comfort that, well, was not comforting. In fact, may have been hurtful. Now, we have to give people, I wouldn't say a complete pass, but we have to give people an understanding that the times of our sorrow are as uncomfortable for others as they are for us. And oftentimes when we don't know what to say, most people aren't really all that good at not saying anything. Situations seem to require that we speak. Or at least that's the way we think. That's the way we've been taught. That's the way to avoid the awkward silence. But the Lord of all comfort knows exactly what we need, whether it's a word of comfort or whether it's simply His presence sitting with us. And He approaches us from a point of understanding. And so when we accept and pursue Jesus as the Lord of all comfort, He says the purpose of Him comforting us is that we would be better equipped on comforting others. And so we sit with those who have experienced loss, with those who grieve, with those who mourn, with those who are confused, with those who are discouraged, with those who are hopeless. And we listen. We not only listen to them, which is important, we listen to God's Spirit, which is also important. We listen to God's Word. It's within God's Word that we find the real answers of comfort, because Jesus is Lord of all. The Bible says that in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us. And so when we're at a loss for words, instead of just blurting out whatever comes to mind, it's important to let the Lord of all comfort guide us with His Word. And we use the hope contained within the Word of God to find comfort, but to also to comfort others. God's desire is that we know His comfort. A comfort that sustains us through whatever time of grief, whatever time of loss, whatever time of discouragement that we experience. It's a comfort that never fails, because it's a comfort from His love. And so that comfort is not a once and done activity on the part of God, but it's continual. And with Jesus as Lord of all, with Jesus as Lord of our life, we ought to be continually growing in the way we comfort others with the same comfort that we ourselves have received. Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, I thank You that You are a God that loves us. Father, as we come to You today and we spend time considering Jesus as Lord of all comfort, may we be reminded of the comfort we have received in the past, of the comfort we're currently receiving, of the comfort that we have been privileged to share with others. May we live with a steadfast awareness and knowledge that You understand that the efforts of comfort are not empty, but they are filled with understanding, with compassion, with care and concern. And Father, as Lord of all comfort, You have comforted us so that we can comfort others. And so God, help us to learn. In those times that we stumble through our efforts to provide comfort, may Your Spirit do what we cannot. But as we grow in our awareness of Your comfort to us, may we grow in how we comfort others. And Father, when we're not sure what to say, protect us from those trite phrases that have little meaning and often no help in the midst of the situations. May we allow Your word to guide how we comfort. May we understand the times to simply sit and listen. May we understand the times where words need to be spoken, where hugs need to be given, where time is valuable. Father, today, as we consider the people that we know in life who are in need of comfort, I think today of the Phillips family. I think of individuals that I've encountered recently who are dealing with loss, that are dealing with discouragement, that are dealing with hopeless situations. Father, help us in every situation we encounter where individuals are in need of comfort to recall the comfort that You have bestowed upon us. And so God, today, for every person that hearing these words that are in need of great comfort, may they know Jesus as Lord of that comfort. May You surround them with individuals that have been comforted by You in a way that is able to comfort them. But Father, this isn't an us or them dilemma. It's us and them, because we are both sides. We need comforted and we need to comfort others. So God, even in the midst of our need for comfort, may we be mindful of how you would have us be those instruments of comfort to the people around us, recognizing that what we receive is meant to be shared. And so as we receive comfort, may we share that comfort. Father, may we realize and understand and notice the people around us, whether they've been able to paste on a brave face or not, also have needs. And may we share the Lord of all comfort with them as we lift up Jesus. And God, today, in every situation needing comfort, may we proclaim Jesus as the way, the truth, and the life, as the one who understands, as the one who comforts. And may we proclaim him in such a way that many are drawn to him. It's in his name that I pray. Amen. This has been our Tuesday devotion and prayer time. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God, so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.